On House Matters this week, government increases national minimum wage, St. Catherine North state of emergency extended, and new labor market app to be launched. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The House of Representatives has approved another extension of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. The security measure will be extended by a further 3 months until October 2. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who piloted the resolution in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, says it is imperative that the current tragedy be pursued for a further defined period. He says the security forces are continuing their efforts to maintain law and order within the division, having realized several positive outcomes from the state of public emergency.
The following objectives will remain the focus of the operations: to eradicate the threat to democratic governance posed by organized crime. We have to continue to be strategic in the conduct of searches for arms. We have been fairly successful in the discovery of weapons, and I'm certain that this year you will see an increase in the weapons find over last year.
The state of public emergency in St. Catherine North was declared on March 18, initially for a period of 14 days. Its first extension, approved on March 27, will expire on July 3. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared that definitive actions are to be taken to address concerns surrounding the management and operation of the state-owned oil refinery Petrojam. Mr. Holness said the government is currently gathering information on the state of operations at the facility, adding that due diligence will be given to the matter.
We have decided to ask the Public Accountability Inspectorate to invest, of the Ministry of Finance, to investigate certain aspects that we didn't get clarity on, and to do it quickly so that we can make the decisions, both policy and management decisions, that have to be made.
Following this process, Cabinet will convene a meeting of the full board of Petrojam to address the identified weaknesses in the governance and management of the entity and ensure that government policy and systems of accountability are implemented. Effective August 1, the national minimum wage will be increased from $6,200 to $7,000 per 40-hour work week. Security guards will also benefit from an increase in their minimum wage from $8,854 to $9,700 per 40-hour work week. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheen Robinson told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the increase was approved after the National Minimum Wage Commission completed public consultations on the issue recently.
We have taken into account the stability of the Jamaican economy, the rate of inflation, and the economic circumstance of the workers, as well as the ability of the employers to absorb an increase. These increases represent an increase of approximately 12.9% or 9.6% respectively. And once again, the minimum wage is just a guide. It is a minimum that employers cannot go below.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is set to launch a labour market information system app later this year to make it easier for employers to source workers.
This initiative will allow employers to register their vacancies and for job seekers to register their resumes. I want to say special thanks to the 135 employers who registered on our system at the recently held Jamaica Expo. This is an indication of the confidence that our stakeholders have in the ministry and the steps we are taking to improve our services to them.
In the meantime, Minister Robinson says there has been an increase in the number of persons living with disabilities gaining employment across the island.
Data from the National Labour Market Study revealed that about 10% of firms surveyed employed persons with disabilities. The ministry is playing its part in preparing persons with disabilities for the labour market. During 2017-2018 financial year, 76 students with disabilities were enrolled in various programs offered by the Abilities Foundation. 79 graduates are placed in 6-week paid work apprenticeship and 6-month work solutions.
Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheen Robinson. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more on what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.